I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A major development today in the wake of last week's terror attack in Barcelona. Spanish police had been hunting for days for the main suspect, the man they suspected of driving a van into pedestrians along Las Ramblas, the famous tourist district in Barcelona. Today, they apparently got him. I got the details earlier from reporter Guy Hedgeco.
Today, the Catalan police up in the northeast of Spain have shot a man called Yunis Abu Yaqub. He's a man that they've been hunting since last Thursday because they believe he was the man who carried out the attack in a van that ran over people in the central of Barcelona, killing 13 of them. They've been hunting him ever since. And they've just confirmed that the man they've shot in the town of Subirats, which is just outside Barcelona, it's very near, is indeed Yunis Abu Yaqub. So the manhunt is over. We don't know any more than that at the moment.
How firm is that connection between Yunis Abu Yaqub and the attack last week in Barcelona?
Well, it seems to be very firm indeed now. The police say that this man that they were looking for was definitely the driver of the van. For the last few days, there had been some doubts. We knew that the police suspected that that might be the case, but that theory seems to have gained weight more and more. And today they actually confirmed that. They said it was definite. He was the man who carried out that attack. But then, of course, there was another attack just a few hours later, which was related, in which five people drove through the town of Cambrils, which is elsewhere in Catalonia on the coastline. And they killed one person and injured six, including a police officer. That occurred just a few hours after the initial attack. But both of those were related. The five people in that car who carried out that second attack were all shot dead by the police.
Now, the scene of the shootout today in which Yunis Abu Yaqub died sounded very dramatic. Can you give us a few more details about that? I mean, he came out wearing what was thought to be a suicide vest, yeah?
Well, that's right. And we still don't know for sure if it was. What we've heard from local media is that apparently it was a fake suicide belt. What we've heard is that a local person in this town of Subirats, it's quite a small town, identified Yunis Abu Yaqub in the street. The police today had put out pictures of him from CCTV footage from last week, from just after the attack. In Barcelona, asking people to look out for this man. They didn't know where he was, if he was in Catalonia or other parts of Spain or even possibly abroad. And this woman in Subirats saw him today. She apparently shouted out when she identified him. He ran off. And then the local police came in, the so-called Mossos d'Esquadra, who are the regional police force. They were called in and then they shot him.
What do we know at this point about Abu Yaqub?
Well, we know that he is part of a Muslim community in the town of Ripoll, which is about an hour and a half's drive north of Barcelona. And it's a town which has about 600 or so people from a Moroccan background. Some of them are first generation immigrants, but others are children of those immigrants. And several people involved in this plot, seven young men involved in this plot, according to police, come from that town, as does an imam as well, who's suspected of involvement in all of this. And Yunis Abu Yaqub, I mean, I was up in that town the other day on Saturday speaking to local people. They didn't suspect anything like this at all. I heard from some relatives of his mother and a cousin of his. They said he didn't suspect this at all. They didn't know that he was being radicalized. They thought he was a good, disciplined boy, that he was not unhappy in any way. They didn't see any signs of radicalization, but they did blame this imam in the town specifically.
Reporter Guy Hedgeco in Madrid. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
And one update since I spoke with Guy. Spanish police now confirm that the imam suspected of radicalizing the young men involved in this case, he died last week. They say he was killed in an explosion hours before the Barcelona attack. According to the authorities, the group had been preparing a larger attack when the explosives they were working with went off.